And it's crushed by the spirit of adoption. It's been crushed, mangled, strangled by the spirit of adoption. Now, the spirit of adoption always leads you to God, Abba Father. And you understand today that God is not at all mad at you. God is your Abba Father. Amen. Religious folk think God is mad with them, angry with them, giving the devil place to destroy. That's the spirit of slavery. That spirit's been strangled out by the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Daddy God. Tell somebody right now, God is for you. Since he's for you, who can be against you? Right now, understand everything that's working is working together. And it's working together for your good. Sometimes you can't see it, you don't understand it because your mind is caught up in the present or in what's before your eyes, rather than seeing with eyes of the Spirit. But when we cross over, we start to see differently. All right? So the spirit of slavery, the spirit of bondage, limitation, oppression is crushed, strangled, broken by the spirit of adoption. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a son. Listen, we are not trying to get to heaven. Going up the rough side of the mountain. 99 and a half won't do. Got to make 100. No, we have been born from there. When we got saved, we were born from there. So our citizenship is already there. Right now, God needs us to, as we pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we are here. We're born again from there, but we are left here to establish the kingdom of God in the earth. Amen? All right? So the spirit of slavery is crushed by the spirit of adoption, and the spirit of adoption always leads you to God the Father. You'd be surprised how much peace you would have and how close God is to you if you would pray. Let me say it this way. If you would pray about everything. Some folks think that's deep and, you know, that's too deep. But no, I mean, when you walk up on a situation and you don't know what to do or say, just ask God, Lord, help me here. I don't know what to say. Help me not to say something wrong. Help me not to do something wrong here. Lord, keep me. Oh, Lord, guide me through this. You'd be amazed how close he is to you. Rather than just taking thought or becoming anxious or worried, you'd be amazed how God is always right there, a very present help. The angels are right there all the time, the spirit of adoption. We're not being tried as fathers. We are being tested by the enemy as sons. See, Jesus was a good son because he never did anything that he didn't see his father do. How often do we forget about what our Father is saying and try to do our own thing? I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. Take thought for ourselves. And then when we muff it all up, then we go to pray. Amen. And then God got to get us out the jam because we fleshed out, got carnal, and now we don't know what to do. That's never been God's plan. How many know his yoke is easy? His burden is light. When that burden gets too heavy, you're carrying the wrong burden. I said, when that burden gets too heavy, you are carrying the wrong burden. God never gave you a burden that's too heavy. He'll carry the burden. He's the burden bearer. Amen. Tell somebody, trust him. The first thing, or the first proof that we've crossed over that you broke some ankles. The first proof that you entered that portal, number one, your faith now is genuinely in his word. How many people really put their faith in the word? Think a moment. How many put their faith in the word? I mean, whatever you're believing God for now or so-called believing God for now, give me a scripture on it. Give me a word on it. Where do you, in light of the word, what are you standing on? Or are you just believe in God? When you find the word, when you find a word to stand on, the gates of hell can't prevail against that. But you just out there just believing. What you believing? God gonna bless me. Okay, well, I understand that, but what are you standing on? I think that's a indictment. You know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, we may mean well, but do you take the time out to search? The word is life. The word is spirit, and that's what we need when we are standing, you know, in order to stay, you know, meditating on the word until the seed of that revelation opens. Amen. You know, because we have to become it. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we wait on a move. But I hope by now you understand that you are the move. Amen. You waiting on this and waiting on that and waiting on God. And God says, no, you are the move. Amen. I love all the scripture, but let me focus in on, I believe it's Ephesians 3 and 20, which says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think, in accordance with the power that is in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Let me tell you something before we finish quoting this verse. If you just study this verse word by word, get you some tools, get you some apps, get you some stuff where you can study the Greek, what these words mean in the Greek. You know, because some of the words we don't use in common English language in that. In the Greek, it's like the amplified. It causes words to explode. And I guarantee you, the moment you start doing that, God's going to start showing you things on another level. Amen. That pertain to your own life. Not just the Bible in general. We can study the Bible in general, but God, I'm telling you, you get into the word, it's going to start talking to you. Amen. Right where you are and right in what you are doing. I'm telling you, the word is alive. Amen. But what we do, we'll read over stuff and we'll get excited about it, but we won't really get it. Amen. See, after all the excitement is over, you know, not that it's over, it's just not. You're not in that high atmosphere. Now you're carrying it. So you are the move. This has to comply. This has to align itself. You know, you were with the crowd or with the now you on the job alone. Then you see the devil creeping around. But you are carrying the move. This is why we have to have the word, spend enough time meditating on the word in the presence of God until it opens and we become that. You are a living, as Paul said, epistle. You are the living Bible. You are. Look at somebody, tell them, you are.
You are.
Ask them, what book are you? What book do you carry it? Some of y'all, Revelation. Okay, so the first thing is your faith is going to be in His Word. You got to have a Word to combat, to overcome, to triumph. Now, can I get that verse back up? To triumph in life. We've already understand it is established. I love what one of the apostles said, that He has made us to sit with Him. No matter what's going on in this reality here, we are made to sit there. We moving. We are there. That's who we really are. And you know, if you can get that into your thinking, that dimension will start to impact this reality here. Because tell somebody, that's who you really are. If you don't know, you better find out who you really are. I'm not talking about prideful, foolish stuff, arrogant stuff, and, you know, off the chain foolishness. I'm talking about reality, who you really are. Because the more you understand about who you are and whose you are, the more humble. I'm not talking about humble. The more humble your spirit is, the more pliable your spirit is, the more teachable, the more reverence you have in your spirit. Folks is always boasting about this, that, and that. They ain't got it. No, they ain't got nothing. They just have a big mouth. It's true. But you know, the old saying, it's an old saying, still waters run deep. Folks they're not out to try to prove that. They got the proof. That's one characteristic I love about our spiritual dad. Unless you ask him many times in person, when he's training, it's another thing, but except you ask him a question about something, he's not quoting Bible verses and experiences and all this stuff. No, but when you talk to him and you draw some of that out, it's deep. Amen. It's way deep. So our faith, tell somebody right now, my faith is in His Word. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.